Chucky gets an upgrade in the Child's Play remake that works best as a dark comedy. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I will be reviewing the new Child's Play. Alrighty. So, a few months ago, there was a horror movie called The Prodigy that was very similar to the original Child's Play, only more serious, and instead of the killer's spirit being transported into a doll, it is placed into a newborn baby. Well, I guess once again I got what I asked for, because this Child's Play remake is certainly funnier in a sick and twisted way. It makes me wish that this film went all out with the humor. The new Child's Play is not scary or fun enough to recommend as a horror movie, and it has some humor that made me laugh out loud when I least expected to, but not enough to classify it as a dark comedy, so the final result is an uneven movie, hence the 2.5-star rating. Child's Play opens up with a commercial for Kazlan, a fictitious tech company sort of meant to resemble Google or Apple, and they explain the new Buddy doll that replaces the Good Guy doll from the original. This doll is revamped for the 21st century with apps that make him compatible with your phone, television, and all the technology in your house. Also, instead of a criminal spouting out a voodoo spell, as he did in the first one, to insert his soul into the doll, this Chucky doll becomes evil in a slightly more realistic way, as a disgruntled employee is laid off from his factory job in Vietnam, and before he kills himself, he sabotages a Buddy doll, removing all of the safety features so that the doll can wreak havoc on the poor family and children that end up with it. The social commentary is there and is a bit heavy-handed. Child's Play tackles our society's over-reliance on technology in our daily lives and how that can harm our families, in this extreme case, harm them very violently. It also gives attention to the working class, since the single mother, played by Aubrey Plaza, has to work at a retail, Zedmart, a ripoff of Walmart, and has trouble paying the bills and paying attention to her son. There are noble efforts in this Child Play, but they do not add up to anything new, interesting, scary, nor is it ever fun. The only time this movie gets fun is with some sick and depraved humor. If you have the stomach for some nastiness and gore, this Child's Play has some surprisingly funny moments, and that is the only element that really kept my attention. The performances are all serviceable. Mark Hamill is fine as the voice of Chucky, but a lesser-known voice actor probably could have done just as well. The plot is as expected, and the satire is blatant. I just wish this film realized what it wanted to be and stuck with it. Some of the best horror movies realize that the scares do not work, and they delve straight into parody. This Child's Play is a missed opportunity, and remain serious, trying to preach the evils of too much technology while also being scary and throwing in some laughs for those with a sick sense of humor. It's a mixed bag that is not worth a recommendation, but not worth completely writing off either. Skip this Child's Play and go see something else that's playing at the multiplex. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.